brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three of transmission. We'll get to your calls now. Always enjoy your calls. Now I'm going to play a few clips of Ron Paul's famous neocon speech that we've uncovered. We read the text of this on air almost 4 years ago, but now we have it. I can't air the whole thing today, but we'll air part two tomorrow. And I have covered quite a bit of the news, but I've got a big gamut of other important news I want to run through. Right now, let's talk to Richard in Texas. You're on the air, Richard.
Hello, Alex. Just a couple of quick comments. One, with regard to global warming and the issues with the sun and all of that, there's a guy who I'm sure you've seen on Jeff Rentz's site, and he's got this website, Thunderbolts of the Gods, I think it's called, and he talks about a complete reversal or change in what is understood about the nature of the universe, and that things are actually more grounded in electrical issues rather than in gravity-based issues. And if that's true, of course, that's a huge thing, but I wondered if you had any comment about that.
There's a lot of people saying a lot of things. I don't listen to all the info the scientists bring forward. I don't listen to all the other alternative stuff. I just stick with the things that we can prove out. And we know that human activity is causing a maximum of 6% of the heat up, and then most of that is impervious cover, which acts as a heat sink. Not even our emissions, and the main engine is the sun. And again, even if you believe in man-made global warming, their solution, a global tax, and having people inspect your house is just a control freak's dream to get involved in our lives. First they brainwash everybody about the environment to worship it. Now they come in with the police state like we always told everybody. Here it is, government eco-snoops to inspect homes. They're trying that here in the U.S. and England. I've got all these articles, scientists threatened with being fired if they don't go along, British government to make climate change laws that can never be challenged or rescinded. I mean, this is serious business.
Nuts. I also wanted to ask you, Alex, there was an interview with the lady that has been in Iraq a lot on NPR last week, and she talked about, I believe it was when the insurgency kind of first erupted, and there were soldiers that went in to try to rescue other soldiers who had gotten trapped by these surprising insurgents, and that when these second wave of rescuers came in, they were basically holed up and surrounded by insurgents, and these inflammatory comments were made. I have no idea whether they're true or not, that the insurgents were actually lining up children, women, and elderlies and that sort of thing in front of the insurgents to get mowed down before you could actually shoot at the guys you were fighting. And, you know, I don't doubt
and where did you hear this?
That as a truth, but, man, there's just all kinds
of... I was reading an article,
and
you weren't clear. Where is this?
This would have been, I believe, in Basra in the days when the insurgency was really just gearing up after we invaded Iraq.
No, and thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. You can't believe anything the government says. I mean, you can't. They plant WMD stories. They go in and blow up mosques in front of witnesses and say the Islamists did it to get everybody fighting with each other. They lie about everything. They've spent billions every year in fake newscasts and paid-off reporters and CIA spooks. And that's the problem. You can't go off what they're saying. You have to go off their battle plans. And the battle plans are generally available. They're just not publicized. I have no doubt that insurgents don't use human shields. I have no doubt that humankind is evil. The Iranians are evil, our government's evil, everything's evil, okay? I tried to explain this last week. Hitler was fighting evil when he fought the Soviets, but that doesn't mean he was good. And see, he could say to the Germans, hey, I'm fighting evil. They knew the Bolsheviks had already killed 30 mil. And so they were like, the Bolsheviks are going to get you if you don't go with Hitler. And so they went with Hitler, and look what happened. Now, in this case, the Muslims haven't killed 30 mil, they haven't killed a mil. And so it's just all boogeyman. You know, global warming's going to get you. The Islamicist is going to get you. The Islamists are so bad, kick them out of the country.
It's here. after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are taking your calls. Part of the Ron Paul neocon speech is coming up. But let's go to Jesse and Roger and Mike and many others that are patiently holding. Let's go ahead and talk to Jesse in Canada. Jesse, go ahead.
Wow, I'm actually on. This is amazing.
Yeah, you're on the air with a nobody who, you know, just blow away like every other human being, and none of these possessions mean anything, and so it's no big deal to be on my show, sir.
Oh, well, actually, I'm not a sir, Alex, and that's a little complicated, but I'm the one and only tranny truther. And this is no game. I'm calling because I want to talk to you about the whole gay issue and you know, that whole thing. First of all, I want to say that we're really allies, okay? I battle the NWO. I push your videos. I give them out. I give pamphlets to all kinds of people. I mean, at my college, on the 23rd of this month, we're going to have a screening of Loose Change in a theater that holds like 50 people or more. So I just want it known to your listeners that there are good, gay, decent people who are in the truth movement, who are battling these guys. And, you know, when you attack some of these people, you give the impression that all gay people are bad, that we're all card-carrying members of the NWO or something. And that simply isn't so, you know. So pretty much that's why I wanted to call in.
Hi. Sorry.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My sister.
It's okay. Now, let me just go back here for a minute. I said in the last hour, I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual. They
Alex,
do not...
you used the word faggot on the air about a week ago when you were talking about something Ann Coulter said.
That's right. Give me a break, man. Don't you understand this is all conditioning about what words you can and can't
use?
I
know all about this stuff.
It's mind control. It's mind control.
I've learned so much stuff in the last
It's mind control.
Mind-blowing.
I should... hold on. Put him on hold for a minute. Or her, whatever. Okay, let me just go back here for a minute. All right? Now, I just tried to bring up an issue about what I was talking about earlier that obviously spurred this person to call in, which is fine. And that is that they want to, by law, have curriculum teaching children about three penguins who are bisexual adopting another penguin, or two kings or two queens. Children do not need to be messed with when they're 4 years old, or they're 6 years old, or they're 10 years old. Okay? They need to be learning about reading, writing, and arithmetic. But the social engineers who don't procreate, they recruit, want to go into the schools, the heterosexual perverts and the homosexual perverts, and they want to get a hold of our children. And anyone who denies that is lying. I'm not saying that every person who is gay is doing this, but I'm telling you that it's wrong, and we need to hear people across the political spectrum decry this. But no, it's backward. You don't want a four-year-old being taught this stuff. Absolutely, I don't. Now, there is no debating the fact, that the Republican leadership, I would say it's over half of them, are homosexual. And this is how they blackmail each other. This is how they control each other. And then a large portion of them are into pedophilia. Now, that's come out in the news over and over again. It's true. It's bigger than the Catholic priest scandal. And you watch, it's going to come out. It's already come out, but it's going to come out big time. I can see it all happening right now. So, people can sit there and they can, and then these words. You know, I play a hip-hop song by Paris, who's a black man. And he says in there that, you know, even the N-words have lost their minds. They're waving flags like they lost their mind. And I got emails, oh, how dare you have a black man, or how dare you have someone say the N-word. So what? That's how you get rid of the power of it. Okay? It's not some holy word. I mean, you know, we're going to arrest you if you don't have the right light bulbs. We're going to inspect your house. We're going to make it illegal to deny global man-made warming. We're going to arrest you if you draw a picture of a gun in school. It's all mind control. Now, I was criticizing Ann Coulter for being a hypocrite last week. Why didn't she talk about Bush and all of the gay madams and people in there? And so, you know, a word... it's meant to take my speech, it's meant to make me think about what I'm going to say before I say it, and I'm not going to live like that. I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm going to say what I want when I want to say it. And if they try to send a SWAT team to stop me, they're going to have a problem. And let me add something else to this. Robin Page, who had a non-political show, One Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show on BBC for many years, one of their top-rated shows, every week he was in another little town seeing their inns and pubs and bridges and architecture. He'd walk with his dog, with the film crew, town to town, from Wales to, you know, northern Scotland to Ireland. And he went to a rural affairs meeting in 2002, and he gave a speech and he said, rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. They arrested him for saying homosexual. That word, they decided, isn't authorized. Now, scientific terms aren't authorized. And they're trying to pass laws like that here. And it shows ignorance in the public. I have said the word Negro on the air. Well, that's the scientific name. Anglo, Negro. These are terms. The public just doesn't know. And, of course, it's white listeners send me emails saying, oh, that's a racial slur. No, it isn't, you idiot. It's a scientific term. It's the name of the variety of Homo sapiens sapien. And homosexual is the name. That's what they call it when two male frogs get confused by hormones and are... This is unbelievable. Look, we just live in the Soviet. It's all over, folks. Okay? I mean, we live in a country where they'll freak out if you use the word, you know, the N-word or something. But meanwhile, you can grab black kids and give them pesticide till they die. So great, let's freak out about the N-word and then let's just murder black children. Okay? Now, you go ahead and finish up your point, Jesse.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Listen, I didn't want the whole focus being on that you said the F-word, okay? That wasn't it at all. What I'm trying to get forth to your listeners and to other people is that there are gay truthers, okay? And this type of... The way you talk sometimes, it feels like you're alienating us.
Well, you know what? I don't appreciate the fact that people say it's okay to try to recruit four-year-olds.
No, I don't agree with that either.
Good.
It should be left alone. I'm not supporting
that. I wasn't talking about you.
The main reason, like I said, I called in is because, one, I'm usually in school and I can't call you. I listen to your show every day. I have defended you to countless people who call you an agent or a Zionist or a friggin' whatever else is going on at the time. I push your videos. I do all this stuff, and yet I feel like I'm not getting no love, Alex. You know, it's just like, oh, they're just that, you know. Well, it's not going to be the Christians that save us, Alex. It's going to be all of us together, the blacks, the whites, the straights, the gays, all of us together, okay? And I just think that there's this, like I said, this division going on, and you see it with the Christian truthers or the non-Christian.
Let me just say this to you. I do love you, and I do care about you, and I believe there are a lot of folks, you know, who are gay, who are great, good people. Okay, but I'm telling you, statistically, it is not a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, there's a lot of freaks out there, Alex.
Let me just go back. I'm telling you, it's not a healthy lifestyle for you, and that isn't a crime. I mean, do you know the statistics?
I know lots of statistics, but like we show on this show, statistics can be manipulated, Alex. Come on.
Not the life expectancy statistics. Those are iron.
I don't really fall into that category, so it's not my thing, okay? Like, it's hard for a lot of people to understand that, okay? But I'm just saying that there's a lot of people who are gay who don't even have sex, Alex. You know what I mean? Everybody has this thing in their mind.
No, I understand that. I understand that. Listen.
Anyway, I won't keep you. You got callers or whatever. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for acknowledging the gay truthers out there and that we have worth.
Well, I mean, you don't need me to... Let's make one thing clear. You shouldn't have to have anybody acknowledge you. Okay? It's just incredible. There's this black TV show that's been on for like 20-something years in Austin. And these guys are so ignorant that they've had prank callers that call them for years yelling the N-word at them. And the person will say, this is Alex Jones, and then N-word. And about 5 years ago, I'm sitting there with my wife, one of the rare occasions she's pregnant. We're watching TV, eating dinner in front of the television set, and I'm watching Access TV. And these guys are calling in saying the N-word and saying they're Alex Jones. So I call in, and I tell them, no, this is Alex Jones. That's not me. And then later I found out they'd already thought that I was doing it and complained about me. And so I go down to Access TV. I happen to see them down there one time. And I walk up to them. And I say, you know, that's not me. I'm not racist. I'm not saying that about you. They're like, sure. You know, we forgive you whatever you've done. And, of course, these guys are real racist and are always talking bad about whites. You know, I don't owe you anything. I haven't done anything to you. You understand that?
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I got to play this neocon speech. And see, I end up going to one caller and spending 15 minutes with them, but that's okay. Whatever. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Ohio, then Christopher, John, and others. Go ahead, Roger.
First off, didn't you hear anything about New Mexico doing that vaccine now for girls?
Yeah, I know a little bit about the HPV virus. Live cancer virus injection that doesn't protect you from 126 plus strains of it. And is also causing massive autoimmune responses and convulsions, and costs $900+ on average to administer the 3-round shot. And now the piece of filth governor, Bill Richardson, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove member, is lying in a giant criminal hoax because the government is completely rogue and is saying it's the law, you have to take it.
Isn't there like 300 million citizens in the United States?
Yes, we're a nation of chicken-necked filth and scum.
The way I see it, there's 300 million of us and a couple hundred thousands of them.
But they're arrogant and hateful and know how to exercise power and know what truth from lies are. But they've decided to be evil, and so they're waging war on us. But you can't get the nation of cattle to wake up to evil around them. Thanks for the call. I've really been in a simmering dark mood the last few days, and I apologize about it. But I'm really just seeing things clearly. And we need to all think about how pathetic we are. I'm pathetic. We're just pathetic. We need to just get down and realize how pathetic we are before we can set about being better again. Christopher in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, sir. First time caller. Love your show. Love your latest movie. I'm actually calling for about one of your articles up on the.
Sure. What is it?
Thing about the screw loose chains exposed. It does seem to be that it's a hoax, and Pat's still blogging over it. Screw loose change. So I think I'm pretty sure it is a hoax. I'm a 911 truther by myself, so just to make things clear.
Well, no,
I commented over there.
I mean, I think you must have not understood what I said in the first hour.
Yeah,
this person's going.
I didn't listen to your show except for since I called in. So I was about to tell you I didn't hear what I first. I was tell you that. And two, I wanted to assure you that
Well, you got to realize 90% of listeners don't even know what we're talking about. But hell, let's just do it. Go ahead.
Tuned in is why I didn't know what you said. I'm referring to what your website is saying, not what your
radio
said earlier, sir. And just to assure you, I'm human online, and I made a couple comments over there, and they're busy deleting them. But comments over at Screw Loose Change, I should say, not Screw Loose Change Exposed. So,
let me just try to say something real quick here if I can. Okay? That shows how they're into free discussion over there, is that they won't let anybody post on their site that isn't an officer of the government. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, anyways, it does seem that the screw loose change seems to be a hoax there. So I wouldn't, you know, to alert you to that, because I didn't know whether you knew that or not.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a hoax. It would be a lie, another deception.
Well, yeah, a lie. You know, and of course these things happen all along, and sometimes, you know, I'm not blaming you or anybody else on,
unfortunately,
you know,
without
stuff, you know,
unfortunately, because, unfortunately, and I appreciate your call, unfortunately, unless we were to describe what's going on first, 90%+ of people will have no idea what we're even discussing right now. No one knows. It has no effect. It's like we're having a private discussion on the radio. And hell, maybe that's what we're meant to do. Okay. Now, since you brought it up, let me give people some background. Prominent 9/11 truth debunker admits smear tactics, confessions to Holocaust denial, attack invented, states there is no honesty to debunking 9/11 truth. And when I saw this, I did think, well, this could be their way of just getting desperate attention from 9/11 truth, because nobody's really visiting these debunking sites, and they've been thoroughly debunked. But then I read deeper into it, and regardless, they may not know. Either way, this gives us a window into how they operate. All right? And I've met the head guy that runs it, man. I mean, you talk about creepy. You talk about bad news. Off the chart, man. And these guys know full well what they're doing. They know full well what they're doing on 9/11. They're not stupid. Look, it doesn't matter, folks. We've won the fight on 9/11, okay? But we're in so much trouble on a thousand other fronts. Who knows if it even matters? But I'll talk about this when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
All right, let me just break this down. I never wanted to go to the Arizona Conference. Never wanted to. And people begged and said, oh, please come. So for a week or so, I said, yeah, I'll go. And I was already going to cancel and not go because I went to the Chicago Conference, and, you know, they were supposed to pay for my plane ticket. They didn't pay for it. And I'm just tired of that. You know, everybody I said I'd pay for their tickets and flying them out there in their hotel, I did pay for it, which is fine. That's just how people are in the world, period. And, you know, you fill the place. Half people there were there from the show. They didn't care. Just, you're not getting paid, man, which is fine, you know. By the way, my staff bought non-refundable tickets for some reason. And so I'd already bought tickets to this Arizona thing, so that cost me money, too. And then I got it from good sources that there was going to be operatives there and media there trying to bring up Holocaust denial, which you can debate either or all day long. The point is, that's not what 9/11 Truth's about, to inject it. And I knew that had been a government tactic, so I knew that had to be feds doing that, or globalists, or their minions. And I was already not going to go, so I was like, ah, I'm not going to that. No, there's no, I'm not going to that. And there was lots of squealing and flopping around asking why I didn't. And so then we get the screw loose change people who nobody visits their site. Literally, they have absolutely no ratings on the web rating systems out there because big shows won't talk about them and give them what they want. And so I guess they did cook up an elaborate, because right now they're trying to act like, okay, now we're hoaxing you. But it doesn't matter. It shows you how they are a hoax. They are a fraud. And you go to their other auxiliary sites, there's no New World Order, there's no world government, there's no North American Union, there's no government corruption. None of it's real, folks. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. And then these guys, even if this is a hoax, which is what I said earlier, regardless, they've gone public, you know, because they can't stand being around this, or it shows you the operation they're running. Either way, they're exposed. And this individual who works over at our post for that, quote, 9/11 debunking site, which built straw men or attack kooks arguments, you know, they have operatives and their minions that go out and say ridiculous things. Laser beams hit the towers, no planes hit them, so we can be discredited, because the national media and the government can't discredit our facts. They've got to go out and have their own people bring up kooky stuff to then give it attention and discredit it. Now, there's a snowball effect. There's some people who really believe this stuff, and some people who think green lizards did it, and, you know, that's... So there's some genuine nuts out there. But O'Reilly doesn't want to have Kevin Ryan of Underwriting Laboratories on to talk about Building 7. You know, no. They want to talk about space beams. This is how they operate. And then this individual puts out a report saying that he was told to be nice to one of the biggest disinfo conduits, whether it's conscious or unconscious, and how he was told to basically mix in anti-Semitism into the meeting regardless, and to, the way it's implied, like push it, bring it up to get the report. Well, that's what the media and the government does anyways. I mean, hell, they got a bunch of sites we know that are run by feds where they beat everybody in the 9/11 truth movement's head in, try to bully you either into space beams, no planes or both, or the Jews did it. And then if you won't say Jews did it and Jews are the source of all evil, then you're a devil Jew yourself. And that's because they can't stop this movement, and so they want to try to get us to self-destruct ourselves. Let me just give you the news flash, folks. Nothing can put your story back together again. You cannot reverse what's happening, and you cannot reverse what your masters are doing, and nothing can stop this, okay? You can't stop it. Nothing can turn it around now. Let me just give you that little news flash, okay? And I don't take any pleasure in this, too. I'm extremely upset about everything that's happening. And I wish to God what we talked about wasn't true. Believe me, I wish the government wasn't corrupt. Believe me, I wish they wouldn't have flown those planes into those buildings. Believe me, I wish the hijackers wouldn't have been trained at military bases. Believe me, I wish that Oklahoma City wasn't bombed by the government and that Danny Colson hadn't gone public saying there's a cover-up, needs to be a new investigation. Okay? Believe me, I wish none of that was true. But it is, okay? It really is true. Bad things are happening. They really did lie to us about WMDs. They're about to lie us into another war. They really did lie to the troops. They've been there 4 years now. They're going to be there 4 years later. And the electronic voting machines are a fraud, and that they are building prisons everywhere. And it's just, we're in trouble. So I hope all of you debunkers are happy with yourselves, and I just hope everybody's happy, because we're not in a good position here. Okay? The CIA now admits they put Mao Zedong into power. Now, we've always known that. Now it's admitted. The guy killed 60 million people. That's the Chinese government's own number. 60 million. David Rockefeller wrote the eulogy for him. They believe in organized systems, organized control populations. Hitler did kill millions, tens of millions. Stalin killed 50-plus million. And the people that funded those individuals, and you cannot debate that the big money men did, funded them just to tear stuff up, just to dominate populations, and to build up a response to it here domestically to destroy our way of life. And if you can't look at the news and read the newspaper and look at legislation, and if you don't know that our country's in trouble, and if you don't know our society isn't falling apart, there is something fundamentally wrong with you. Let's go to John in Ohio. I'm going to play a Ron Paul clip, and then we'll go to more of your calls. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Alex, I called in just originally to say that you should take reception reports and tell your screener, but then listening to some of the things that were brought up, I wanted to go beyond that. I, like that other person who said he was gay, you know, I believe in much of what you're doing. I've advertised your terror storm on major talk shows and the rest of it. But listening to some of these things about the disinformation that we all know goes on, you know, you mentioned somebody called in and talked about the supposed insurgents doing this kind of atrocity. We know about the incubator babies atrocities. We know about the overthrow of Mossadegh, where the communists and Mossadegh were blamed by false flag CIA terrorism. This kind of terrorism, this kind of disinformation goes on. And I believe that, in a way, I've listened to so much Nazi retail propaganda through the CIA, through the John Birch Society, that is just as taken as good coin down through the years that was retailed by the Nazis who were brought into the CIA after the Second World War, who had ties to the Birch Society. J. Edgar Hoover peddled a lot of this stuff. I hear it repeated back to me on this David J. Smith drivel constantly, this this kindergarten propaganda about the communists wanted to corrupt our youth and get them involved in sex. This is the kind of stuff that Joseph Goebbels invented. So I'm not, though I'm on the left, and I believe that Stalin was a criminal, and the Soviet Union was in a genuine socialist country, I believe that we've been subjected to massive disinformation laundered through our own government, through the Birch Society, and many satellites down through the years to get us involved in these wars. I recall...
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Do you believe in man-made global warming? Do you think a global tax would save us?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But to blame communists, this was actually when you said they're green on the outside, red on the inside. This is a variation of what Hitler said about his own brown shirts before he slaughtered them, when he could no longer control them, because he thought they were...
What did he say, brown on the outside, red on the inside?
Yes, exactly. So what I'm saying is, much of this stuff that we supposedly know about the Soviet Union and so-called communism was just what was concocted by Nazis originally and then retailed by the Birch Society, the J. Edgar Hoover, and the CIA after the Second World War. Much of what we claim now is coming from...
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that they use right-wingers to carry out hits and stuff because they believe it. But to claim the John Birch Society is floating around on top of things is pretty ridiculous.
Well, I've seen the connections to the Nazis who were brought into this after the Second World War and the John Birch Society on various sites, and they do have connections to those Nazis and peddling much of that kind of bloated propaganda. All I'm saying is that I absolutely agree with you that there's much infiltration of some of very useful sites like Common Dreams and ZMag.org by some of these anti 9/11 debunkers. I believe that they do infiltrate them. They've infiltrated the Nation magazine, and I get absolutely disgusted. I can find no home. I agree with what you're saying. I wish you would have better reception. I can't pick you up anymore.
What do you listen on, shortwave?
I listen on shortwave. Yes, but all I'm saying
what,
is...
What frequency do you listen to during the day?
9.985. And I think you ought to take reception reports.
I'll do that. And I've been asking for days. They change frequencies at night. Well, what are we on at night, or do we never discover that network?
I'm not sure, but I'd like to know. But mainly what I called in to say is that I think since we know they lie about getting us involved in Iraq, into Iran, they've lied about atrocities around the world during the Reagan administration. They blamed the crimes of Somoza and pictures that of Somoza's atrocities on the left and the Sandinistas. They've during the Vietnam War they blamed.
I gotta go, man. I understand the commies are gonna save us, John. I mean, anything else, John?
Yeah, well, I'm saying that kind of categorical statement is what's going to turn a lot of progressive people off from your program.
I just don't care. Have you figured that out, John?
No, I'm saying anyone who's thinking.
I may not even keep doing this show if you really want to know the truth.
You're doing great work.
Nah, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. Okay?
Well,
they're going to put us in camps. They're going to have their way with us because we're a bunch of idiots. I appreciate your call. Okay? That's just the way it is. It's the way it is. You're slaves. You're going to be slaves. It's going to get worse, okay? You want to know what I mean? I'm just so sick of the ignorance. And people get so wedded to an idea. Everywhere the communists go, it doesn't work. Everywhere they go, they kill a bunch of people. It's government. It's people, 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 people. It's power structures. Every time you get a power structure, it becomes abusive. All you can do is try to reduce the size of power structures. Let's go ahead and play this Ron Paul clip. Here it is.
As Dr. Paul is recognized for 60 minutes as a detainee of Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I ask unanimous consent to revise and extend my remarks.
No objection.
Mr. Speaker, the modern-day limited government movement has been co-opted. The conservatives have failed in their effort to shrink the size of government. There has not been, nor will there soon be, a conservative revolution in Washington. Party control of the federal government has changed, but the inexorable growth in the size and scope of government has continued unabated. The liberal arguments for limited government in personal affairs and foreign military adventurism were never seriously considered as part of this revolution. Since the change of the political party in charge has not made a difference, who's really in charge? If the particular party in power makes little difference, whose policy is it that permits expanded government programs, increased spending, huge deficits, nation building, and the pervasive invasion of our privacy with fewer Fourth Amendment protections than ever before? Someone is responsible, and it's important for those of us who love liberty and resent Big Brother government, identify the philosophic supporters who have the most to say about the direction our country is going. If they're wrong, and I believe they are, we need to show it, alert the American people, and offer a more positive approach to government. However, this depends on whether the American people desire to live in a free society and reject the dangerous notion that we need a strong central government to take care of us from cradle to grave. Do the American people really believe it's the government's responsibility to make us morally better and economically equal? Do we have a responsibility to police the world while imposing our vision of good government on everyone else in the world with some form of utopian nation building? If not, and the contemporary enemies of liberty are exposed and rejected, then it behooves us to present an alternative philosophy that is morally superior and economically sound and provides a guide to world affairs to enhance peace and commerce. One thing is certain. Conservatives who worked and voted for less government in the Reagan years, over of the U.S. Congress and the presidency in the 1990s and early 2000s, were deceived. Soon they will realize that the goal of limited government has been dashed and that their views no longer matter. The so-called conservative revolution of the past two decades has given us massive growth in government size, spending, and regulations. Deficits are exploding, and the national debt is now rising at greater than $500 billion per year. Taxes do not go down, even if we vote to lower them. They can't, as long as spending is increased, since all spending must be paid for one way or another. Both Presidents Reagan and the elder George Bush raised taxes directly. With this administration so far, direct taxes have been reduced, and they certainly should have been. But it means little if spending increases and deficits rise. When taxes are not raised to accommodate higher spending, the bills must be paid for by either borrowing or printing new money. This is one reason why we conveniently have a generous Federal Reserve Chairman who is willing to accommodate the Congress. with borrowing and inflating, the tax is delayed and distributed in a way that makes it difficult for those paying the tax to identify it. Like future generations, those on fixed incomes who suffer from rising prices and those who lose jobs, they certainly feel the consequence of economic dislocation that this process causes. Government spending is always a tax burden on the American people and is never equally or fairly distributed. The poor and low-middle-income workers always suffer the most from the deceitful tax of inflation and borrowing. Many present-day conservatives who generally argue for less government and supported the Reagan-Gingrich-Bush takeover of the federal government are now justifiably disillusioned. Although not a monolithic group, they wanted to shrink the size of government. Early in our history, the advocates of limited constitutional government recognized...
This thing's like 40 minutes long. Maybe I should take a whole hour out tomorrow and just play it in its entirety. We'll come back and play some more, but he gets into how the Bush administration is a bunch of bloodthirsty killers. And he shows how they're all controlled by Trotskyites. And we're not saying they're communists. The point is they're control freaks.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I hurt myself today.
Look, I apologize to the audience.
To see if I
it's not even depression. I'm very happy in my life.
I focus.
I'm just sick of the New World Order, man. I don't even hate them anymore. I'm just disgusted by them. I'm just disgusted. I mean, and it's stupid. How could anybody not see what's going on? They're openly setting up a world government, a world taxation system, total micromanagement. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Let's just roll out to the end of the show. You know what? It doesn't make sense. I got to look at my schedule, but I promise you, we will air the entire Ron Paul speech tomorrow. Because I got the speech this morning, and I thought, oh, we'll play part of it, and then I start listening to it. It's not going to make sense, because it really heats up and gets good by the end, where Ron Paul goes over everything. And he's officially announced for president now. Now he can take contributions and do promotions and send you yard signs. We're going to be getting him on for a full hour here real soon to take your questions. We've got a lot of other big guests lined up for you this week and throughout the next few weeks. I don't know. I've been going to the gym, too, the last week. It's been making me really aggressive. I don't want to sit here and talk about myself, but I felt like attacking the microphone a couple times today when people are just frustrating me. Because I know, including myself, I frustrate myself more than anybody frustrates me. Because I hear people talking most of the time, and I know listeners don't know what they're talking about. Because they're not given specifics, and it's just frustrating. And then somebody says something, and I want to go off into 10 different points on that, and then they say something else I want to talk about, and I want to go off in 10 different points on that, and I just don't even know what to get into next, and there's just too much evidence, and there's a giant stack of news here in front of me. We got to quite a bit of it, but not that much of it. I mean, the Mexican president saying we need to do more for Mexico and saying we need total amnesty and griping about that fence, that's all theater. They know that fence isn't to be built. They're building a few miles of it. It's a complete joke. It's just incredible. And Alberto Gonzalez fired these U.S. attorneys because they wouldn't set up Democratic candidates. That's the issue, not that, oh, well, Hillary fired everybody. Isn't she a hypocrite? Yeah, she's a crook. What's wrong with you conservatives? Just because she's a crook, it makes it okay for Alberto Mecha La Raza Gonzalez to be a crook? I mean, really, it's almost an insult to everybody's intelligence to have to go over evidence of this stuff. I'm just getting to the point of, like, why should we even keep proving anything? Why? What is the point? What is the point? And I guess I get depressed just by how fallen mankind is. No matter what government, what group, I guess it all does come down to God, and we just got to ask God to change us on the inside. It's unbelievable. All right, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, on the network, GCN. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, live. I will air the entire Ron Paul speech. I know I've got some guests tomorrow. I'll just cancel them. And a lot more. Man, I don't have time to plug the films. That's how you support us. It's how we do what we do here. Plus, they're great videos. We carry a lot of them. They're available at InfoWars.com. Or you can just give up and let them win and just take the vaccines and decide they're healthy and enjoy your child dying of leukemia at 10 and just drink the mercury and just love government and love the devil and love everything else. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. What?